the kind of teacher that helps every student in your class blossom. When they leave your classroom, they have great public speaking skills. You want to be the teacher that the teacher they have next year comes to you and says, the students that came from your class, they are great in small groups, they participate, they're articulate. Okay, so here's a simple strategy you can implement today to make this happen in your classroom. It's nothing fancy, it's very practical, it's very simple, and it's called talking tokens. But before we jump into talking tokens, first a word from our sponsors. Teaching can be challenging and overwhelming. I've been there. It can also be time consuming, and you need more support and encouragement. And so SheilaJaneTeaching.com wants to give you respect and career and life happiness that you deserve. By joining Teach Happy VIP membership over on the website for less than 17 cents a day for a 12-month subscription, you can be one of the teachers from any grade all over the world. They're all coming to get membership. So what do you get with Teach Happy membership? Tons of fun stuff like the coveted monthly motivational Teach Happy calendar that's just bursting with inspiration. Easy, fun video trainings made by me, moi, over 40 videos. I go into details, into topics that impact you and your students. You don't want to miss it. All my best secrets. It's like professional development with style from the comfort of your couch, 60 valuable resource downloads, teaching shortcuts, tools, and step-by-step strategies to keep you ahead of the game because you were born to teach. Be outrageously happy doing it. Head to SheilaJaneTeaching.com. Become a Teach Happy member now. I can't wait to see you over there.
Who can do talking tokens? So you can use it for any grade level. You're gonna listen with an open mind and then adapt it to fit the needs of your students. You can use good old-fashioned index cards. So either the full sheets or students can cut them in half. They can just be left blank. As we'll talk about later, students can put symbols or writing on the cards. Post-it notes also work great. And the cool thing about post-it notes is they're color-coded. So each color could represent a different item or thing that you want your students to discuss. So post-it notes work really well. I also have a freebie that I am going to link in the blog post. So if you visit SheilaJaneTeaching.com, just click blog up at the top of the website. And if you're watching this video this week, it'll be the first blog that pops up. If you can't find it, just type into the search bar talking tokens and the blog post will pop up. But I have an entire freebie filled with pre-made talking tokens for you. Counters that you have, like math manipulatives, work great. Unifix cubes, if you have decks of cards in your classroom, students could just get 5 out of the deck of cards. Students will need at least 5 talking tokens, so depending on how long you want the discussion that your students have in their small groups to last, you will want to decide how many to use. So 5, I usually use 5, and then I have them keep their talking tokens in a Ziploc bag, putting their names on the back. Where can you do talking tokens? Anywhere. You could take your students outside, they just bring their baggie, they can do it in the class, sitting on the floor in their small groups, at desks, wherever. Honestly, you can use these tokens anytime. During morning meetings, if you want to split the meeting up into small groups, students can discuss things. Before a writing assignment, when you want students to brainstorm ideas, they sit in a small group, they put their post-it in, and share their ideas. Reading. I used to always love to use talking tokens during reading discussions. You can use talking tokens like when your students come back from spring break and you want to give them a little bit of time to blow off steam and talk with each other about what they did over spring break. They would use their talking tokens to keep the conversation going and everyone participating. So where, when, anytime, any place. Talking tokens guarantee that every student in your class, their voice is heard, And they also give you peace of mind that when your students are meeting to discuss something, they are staying on track. This allows you to walk around your room calmly, listening in on the conversations, not feeling that fear when you turn your back to a group. You can even carry your own talking tokens in your pocket, which is what I used to do. And then I would sit down with a small group and I had a talking token that I could add to the center. Plus, we're all about the Common Core. Talking tokens tie perfectly in with the Common Core. Really super easy card game. So they give that game element to your classroom, which students love feeling like they're participating in a game. Plus, it gets your students sometimes out of their seats. It's something that they can, you know, as long as you teach them how to hold on to it appropriately and not crumple it up, or you're gonna have to set some norms about how they touch, hold, and use the talking tokens, but it gives them a physical, visual object to use to participate in the conversation. Okay, so how do you use talking tokens in your classroom? If it's just you want your students to discuss something, any type of talking token is going to work. If you're using talking tokens to talk about a specific story, like from your language arts textbook, I would suggest using symbols to talk about the feelings that they had while they were reading a passage. They might use a heart on a token. They could even draw the heart, like I said, on a post-it, and that's their token. Inferring or looking for clues while they're reading, and it's the detective sign. Predicting could just be a symbol of a thought bubble. The problem of the story could be an exclamation point symbol that they could use. A question mark is obviously a question they had that came up during the story. They could do similarities and differences. The star, a star symbol, could be what was the solution of the story. I've used links, or you could use the spider web, where students connect from the text to themselves. So the possibility for symbols are endless. And like I said, students, like my fifth graders, loved coming up with their own. We came up with a class kind of brainstorm of the symbols that we wanted to use. They loved the smiley face for when we were reading a funny part of the story. And then they also loved having a free choice talking token. So they would come up with their own little picture, and when they would put that down in the group discussion, it would mean they could just talk about anything related to the question that they wanted to. So you're gonna wanna split your students into small, manageable groups. Students are going to have their talking tokens, and I like to write the discussion topic on the whiteboard so that when they're in their small group, they can look back and make sure they're on track. You might wanna set a timer if you wanna keep multiple questions going throughout a set period of time. Norms with your class, or rules with your class about, like I said, how they touch the talking tokens, how they use the talking tokens. Normally, what happens is they get in a group, you ask the question, and then one student will place their card or their token in the center, and then it's their turn to talk. When that student's card is in the center of the group, nobody else in the group can interrupt or talk over them. Once they're done, then another student in the group can pick one of their tokens and put it in the center. They can respond to what the previous student said, or they can share their own unique experience. Every student needs to use all of the tokens that are in their baggie. This is where the equity of voice comes in. So that even your shyest of students, they have a physical thing that they can hold to remind them that they need to participate. And then for your super chatty Kathy student that's just talking all the time, once they've used up their talking tokens, they're done. So after the discussion, it allows for a really good group talk that you can have about, how did it go? What would you do differently next time? Did you use all your tokens too fast? Would you space it out? It's just this whole talking token activity is just bursting with good, juicy learning points and discussion. Another thing, especially did this with my older students, my fifth graders, if they're coming to talk about writing or what they did over spring break or a passage from a story, you can give them time to prepare ahead of time, highlighting the text, bookmarking the text, writing little notes to themselves. So not only do they come with their talking tokens, but they also come with they're better prepared to have the discussion.
Here's an example of lower grade students that are drawing pictures into each token. And this is from their spring break adventures that they had, so little pictures. And then they come into a group. These are kindergartners who are building their vocabulary, and they're putting down tokens to describe what they did on their vacation. And then the neat thing was is that after they had their small discussions, they went back to their seats, and then they made a little spring picture with the tokens and turned it into an art project. So it's really versatile. Thank you so much for watching. I hope this is useful in your classroom. And now it is time for a giveaway.
Are made out of recycled Where's Waldo pages. They use all kinds of books. So if you want to win one of these fabulous bracelets to add to your collection of swag for your arm, candy for your arm, head over to SheilaJaneTeaching.com, click giveaway. It's right up there next to blog where you're gonna find all about talking tokens. Click giveaway. I have giveaways going on all the time, so come back and check regularly. Enter the giveaway to win a fabulous bracelet like this that I have. It's something that I treasure because Where's Waldo was one of my favorite books growing up. And so the fact that I have a bracelet that I can wear from Where's Waldo, it just makes me excited. Plus kids look at them and they're like, oh, what is your bracelet? And you can talk to them about the story. So it's a good communication, conversation, jumping off point. So be sure to enter the giveaway.